This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You got Corey Majors. That's and, me. Of course, Pride of Mansfield, the famous Alec Medford. And now it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
I'm just looking at all these Brady Tkachuk numbers, and I'm starting to like, this is starting to become a dream that I want to manifest.
Yeah.
But I feel like, and maybe the Hockey Hawk will come in and say, no, Corey, actually there is a shot. But I just feel like this is one of those where I'm like, there's no way. Like, there's no way Jim Nill is going to pick up the phone and make this happen, because he's probably thinking to himself, there's no way, you know. But then again, Mikko Rantanen was a there's no way guy.
And we figured it out.
And they made something happen.
And he showed up in the first two series.
He did show up. And will you give him credit for maybe one of the most electric games we've ever seen?
Yeah.
Or periods, at least.
I was going to say, I think I'll give him credit for two of those.
Okay.
Because the combo one with Hintz as well, and then what he did, like the Sean McDonough call of, read it again, unbelievable, is just the best call, man. And so, yeah, absolutely. I'm just giving a little bit of a hard time because Mikko, unfortunately, will look like the best player in the world
and then disappear
on you.
Yeah, that's where I think Brady is very consistent in just being... He's there. He's tough. He's, you know, strong. Kevin, I just saw this got sent over to me, too. You're a big Coach K guy, right?
Yeah, I saw this. I love it.
Did you want to use this tomorrow?
No, good.
Coach K, who Kevin swears by.
One of the reasons we made our way to Cameron Indoor Stadium is because it was going to be Coach K's last year.
Dude, if you ever got to interview him, like, would that be your day?
Yeah, I would freak out. Right. Look, I told you I almost freaked out when I talked to Elton Brand.
That's bucket list right there.
If it's Coach K, I'll be like, what's it like being so good? I'll be like Chris Farley.
You'd be like Corey with Billy Corgan.
Yes. Hey, Billy Corgan.
Hey, Billy Corgan.
Hey, Mike Krzyzewski.
Yeah. 1996 when you were at Reunion Arena. That was pretty cool. But Alec, we need to write that one down on the list for bucket list, Coach K for Kevin.
And if in the next 2 days, if we get Solomon Thomas and Coach K, that'd be great.
Coach K says, Grant Hill is the best player to ever play at Duke.
Agreed.
Christian Laettner is the most accomplished. Cooper Flagg, that is, or the kid from Duke, is definitely the best freshman that has ever played.
Ooh.
Is he saying best freshman that's ever played at Duke or best freshman that's ever played basketball?
I think probably at Duke.
Who's the best freshman you ever saw roll through? Was it Durant? Would he be considered?
Yeah, man. Kevin Durant was so freaking good. I think it's probably Carmelo Anthony is who immediately jumps to mind for me.
The championship,
and he was unbelievable. And then he did that bit at Syracuse during their championship that I thought was really funny. He's like, y'all keep saying one more year. I thought college was for 4 years. And everyone's like, and then he declares for the draft right after that.
I was like, man, millions of dollars.
And you knew
it's all above.
He wasn't coming back to Syracuse, but he set that up for them. But
Derrick Rose, though, too.
Oh, man. Derrick Rose was freaking awesome. That is a really good one as well. Chris Webber, I know he ended up playing 2 years, but the first year of Chris Webber, I thought he was looking pretty incredible. But like for just this class, that puts him ahead of Tatum, Ingram, Zion, like Kyrie. Those are some pretty freaking heavy NBA hitters right there.
Yeah, I do have this question too. I was driving in and Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton show were having the discussion. We had this discussion about trades and the Cooper Flag scenarios with San Antonio and stuff like that. And I was, as they were doing it, I was still going, what the hell is happening? Like, I was just so furious about even trying thinking about it. But the way that Cooper Flag plays, the way that Ace Bailey plays, the way that Devin Harper plays.
Dylan Harper.
I think that Bobby said a lot of people are saying this is a three-man draft. And you've said that this is a three-man draft. So that had me asking this question. Cooper Flag, over the last 10 years, is he the number one pick in every one of those last 10-year drafts?
I think he's second behind Wemby.
Okay. Wow.
Well, you take that, right?
That's impressive.
Yeah. No, but I'm seriously, and again, this is not saying he will have the second best career. I'm just saying hype level based on when the draft arrived, I really do think that Cooper Flag would be second.
I'm kind of curious with those other two guys, and however, like, would you say this, like, this draft over the last 10 years is first, second, third? Because didn't it fall off after Wemby pretty quickly?
Yeah, last year's draft, it's looking like it was not a great one, even though Stephon Castle's a really good player. See, and, like, I promise I understand the point that Bobby is making, but I think Dylan Harper will go second, but DJ Edgecombe, Trey Johnson, I think they're in the mix as well in that Bailey the Bailey or Harper conversation.
Okay.
They'll probably fall behind Harper. It does kind of seem like it's Flag and then Harper and then probably Bailey, but I still wonder if Edgecombe from Baylor, Trey Johnson from Texas. I don't think Con Knepel, it feels like he's kind of fallen down.
I'm hearing that too, yeah.
Fears from Oklahoma. I think there is a lot of talent in this draft.
I did see from the 972, LeBron did have a great freshman year too. It just happened to be in the NBA.
Look, if LeBron or Kobe would have been in college basketball, I have no doubt that would have changed the metric.
This is a different conversation too, but I do like this. Latrae from Dallas. Hey, the Fab Five is the greatest freshman class ever.
For sure. That includes KNC and Plano East own Jimmy King.
But I thought you were talking about our freshman class. I was like, yeah, that was a damn good first year. The Mavs won the championship.
That is true.
The Rangers were in the World Series. Like, we did a lot of things in our first year, our freshman year.
The Fab Five had a huge impact on pop culture, and they made it to the Final Four twice. Lost both times.
A California high school girl had her gold medal stripped away for excessive celebration. Now, we recently did a discussion, and they weren't California. Was this Florida or Georgia?
It was Florida, I believe.
Where a boy was running in his track race and he lapped somebody. And when he lapped them, he gave them the middle finger as he ran past them.
Okay, that's not cool. That person knows they're not doing well.
They're like, right, you do not deserve this. So they took that away from him. Clara Adams broke down in tears during her first TV interview since having her state championship revoked.
Oh,
she took first place in the 400 meter final on Saturday. She was penalized for excessive celebration when she sprayed her shoes with a fire extinguisher after crossing the finish line.
What? That is nowhere near bad enough.
California Interscholastic Federation, otherwise known as... Did I say intergalactic?
You said interscholastic.
Interscholastic Federation, otherwise known as the CIF. Officials deemed the act unsportsmanlike and disqualified her. She said, I worked so hard for that title.
Okay.
She also lost the opportunity to compete in the 200-meter race because of this. That is the most creative. Alec, track needs to get with the program, bro.
Stupid.
That is so creative that she, I don't know where, like, she ran with a fire extinguisher and won for one. That's insane.
Okay, first of all, if that's the case, I think she should have been able to celebrate even more. It'd be different if you're like, yeah, and then the person who finished second, she went right up and sprayed the fire extinguisher in their face. And I'd be like, that feels like assault. Yeah, you probably got to do something. She put it on her shoes because she was running so fast. How does that hurt anybody else?
Yeah, I don't understand it either. And then somebody did post the picture of Maurice Greene's fire extinguisher celebration, which would it is an amazing celebration. And I think that it's terrible that they took it away for unsportsmanlike. That's ridiculous.
I don't agree.
Some like, people just don't like celebration. I get it. Because people get their feelings hurt because they lost.
I understand more.
Her dad brought the fire extinguisher.
The person who flipped off the person they were still racing with. I understand that at least more because that was directly in the race. This didn't impact anybody in the race.
Yeah, dude. And I'm watching it right now. I'm watching the fire extinguisher moment.
That's a good bit.
She was in the middle of the track of the field area.
Yeah.
She wasn't even on the track anymore. She just went to the middle of the field area and did this.
Stupid.
That's
soft,
awful.
Soft.
Track is one of those sports though. It's one of those sports like baseball where there's a bunch of like antiquated unwritten rules.
I hate it.
And they put themselves on a moral high ground because it's been around for a while and it's been done this way for this long, so we must continue to keep the tradition alive. It's like, man, let these kids have fun. And like Corey said, she wasn't even on the track.
Yeah.
Like, they let us goof around in the little field in the middle. We can do whatever we want, but forbid we celebrate after a big win.
I don't like it.
I do not approve. From the 210, fire extinguisher chemicals are pretty toxic to breathe. And from the 469, in a state known for wildfires.
Okay.
Probably not a good idea.
Look.
Triggering.
That I do kind of see that point right there. But I don't think that was the intent. Like if she goes, yeah, that's right. I won the gold and people who lost their homes in the fire are stupid. Then I'd be like, okay, well, that's too far.
Dude.
But I don't think she was thinking that.
Here's all I hope now. All I hope is that someday she is running in the Olympics. And that she gets the opportunity after she wins Olympic gold to spray her feet yet again with a fire extinguisher. And the Olympic committee goes, actually, that's a pretty cool celebration. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Like I would hope for something like that.
Me too.
One pressing question for all of the new offensive play callers in 2025. We'll start with your Dallas Cowboys.
Mm.
The question is,
who gets the ball?
Can Schottenheimer really supercharge an offense that often looked disjointed, anemic, and ineffective when he was Mike McCarthy's offensive coordinator? That is an interesting question.
And I think part of the answer to that question is the question that I tagged on there. Is like, how are you going to distribute the ball? Like, are you going to say our offensive line is going to be better because Guyton's going to be better because of Booker, and we're going to rock with a lot of running, and that's why we have all the running backs in the world? Or do you think with George Pickens, they're like, no, now we feel comfortable. We have another weapon, and we can really air it out. I'm really curious to see the breakdown of this offense in terms of percentages.
I don't know. I'm sure other people know that Schottenheimer, the reality was all he did was take Mike McCarthy's offense and install it. Maybe that is the case.
Right.
And he had ideas, and on occasion he had a couple plays drawn up for maybe the Turpin end around was one of them, or those jet sweeps were his ideas. Maybe those were. And maybe McCarthy was like, this is how we do it. And he was like, okay, I mean, I'm here, so I'll just do whatever you say,
man. Yeah.
And he's got all these ideas that he's been waiting on for all this time. But it is a little weird when you're like, we're replacing him with the guy that was doing the offense when the offense wasn't that very good. But
Even though he wasn't really technically all the way in charge. Yeah, it's weird. I don't quite understand.
But I will say the one thing that we've seen that we feel that we're getting a bit of a change is it does seem like the locker room and the culture around there is starting to be excited.
Yeah, look,
Now, does that carry over after a loss?
Don't know.
And that being said, if you just win all of them, then it doesn't matter.
So. And I saw Sean Sharif. He was listening to the presser right here on 105.3 The Fan. He's like, I can listen to Schottenheimer talk for hours.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, and that's kind of what we have to cling to, right? Is you're a great talker.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Because it's not time for games.
I do believe he was also the offensive coordinator of the year. Dak would finish second in MVP voting. Am I correct about that?
Sure.
Kellen Moore
maybe.
Had been.
I'm not.
Been,
I don't.
Kellen Moore was with the Chargers, and then Kellen Moore was with the Eagles.
Okay.
They won a Super Bowl, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Can Ben Johnson remain an offensive wizard while juggling the demands of running an entire team and developing Caleb Williams into a pro?
Can I start with you on this one? Like, I know you're asking the questions, but this is a team that, look, you spotted that before anybody. And so now you're concerned that it might not be as plug and play
right
next year. What do you think about this?
This is where it becomes different, because that's the line of, if he only really focuses on offense and he delegates well, then he's going to be fine. If he's like, look, I'm really good at this offense thing, I'm going to delegate the defense to the defensive coach. Here's what I need from you. But then everybody else. But think about this. There are a lot of demands. You got schedules you got to come up with every day. What did Mike McCarthy do? He turned that over to Bones Fossil.
Yeah.
He's like, you take care of that. Uniform selections, travel plans, assistant mentor. You got all these different things that you have to do as a head coach that take time away from what you did well when you had somebody else doing that job. But I do think he's creative and gets the message across. Whether Caleb Williams is willing to receive is a different story. But I think that Caleb Williams is like, I need to be better than I was last year. So whatever you got, coach, I'm rocking with. And this is another situation. Ben Johnson did tell a lot of people no. On his way to this, he was like, I don't want that job. I don't want that job. This is the one I really want. So that's that there. Kevin, I'm going to hold on to the rest of these for tomorrow.
Okay. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Rangers fans, are you more excited about the return of Evan Carter or Kamar Rocker? Plus, we will talk with FC Dallas radio host Ryan Figgert next right here on The Fan.
And here's the pitch. Swing and a bouncer to the left of Aranda. He dives, comes up with it, takes it to the bag, and that'll do it. Great play by Jonathan Aranda at first. Looked like that ball might get by him and down the right field line, but playing well off the line, he makes a diving stop and ends this ball game. The Rays take the opener.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk with Ryan Figgert from FC Dallas in just a minute, but yesterday, the Rangers did, in fact, lose 5-1, and it's looking like we're rescheduling Bruce Bochy to tomorrow. There's some communication difficulty on that front.
Mike said it's still raining in Florida right now, too. So he said, I saw it on Twitter. He said, hopefully we can get clear skies from 7:30 to 10:30 tonight.
Oh, okay, for sure. So Evan Carter came back last night, and Kamar Rocker is scheduled for the start tonight. So my question for y'all is, which one of those players are you more excited that they're back?
Man, I feel like it's Rocker because you've been able to watch him pitch a few games and see him be dominant at times. You've also seen him not be dominant.
For
but
sure.
You've seen him pitch a few games. And the excitement also for Rocker, for me, Kevin, goes back so far. You know, Mike keeps giving me credit on TV for finding him. Somebody found him before me.
Can I jump in on that? I am also going to forget those other people and give credit strictly to Corey Majors, because you did a tease and you were like, the Rangers' first pick in whatever draft is Kamar Rocker. And I was like, who the hell is Kamar Rocker? And then you broke it all down for me, and it was very interesting.
And essentially, it became Jack Leiter, and then later it was Rocker. And honestly, Rocker was kind of taken as a, hey, if you take this guy early, well, you can have this guy later too.
Yes.
For a cheap price.
Essentially, yes.
But then Rocker is MLB ready. And so he gets up there and you see him. We have seen him be dominant. And I've talked about how, like, I missed out on most of Jake DeGrom's career because he played somewhere else and I didn't get to watch one of the best pitchers. We get this opportunity to watch a very talented pitcher at a young age. So, and Evan Carter, I'll be excited for him, but he's one guy in that lineup. And so if he's the spark for everything and he's the one that, like, everybody's like, oh, I should take more pitches because Evan Carter is taking more pitches, then yes, give me that. Give me Mr. Full Count. Let's go be that guy again. But this offense has just kind of left me wanting.
Yeah. So I think I am going to go with Evan Carter because just your pitching has been so good this year, but you're right. Like, look, if both of them play out, if either one of them do well, I'm going to be like, hooray for that.
Exciting pitching can be very exciting.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. Kind of like we talked with Robert Ori. It's like, how come in football when the defense does well, you're like, that's amazing. And in other sports, you're like, our team sucks. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I think that's what you saw. 84
to 83.
Yeah, I think that's what you saw last night with the Rangers. Like, outside of the errors, which were problematic, they were going up against a pitcher who had kind of been in a groove. So I get that. But for Evan Carter, just because I've seen the major league heights that Evan Carter can get to, I can't get that out of my mind. Like, he is one of the guys, like the handful of people that you won the World Series in large part because of him. And so I keep thinking, like, if my dream young outfield lineup of Wyatt Langford, Evan Carter, and Osuna are all rocking and rolling, sorry, Adoles, and they're all rocking and rolling, and you're like, man, could that be our outfield for like the next 7 years? I think that would be an incredible thing to see.
So Haggerty didn't do it for you, huh? You're out on him.
No.
All right, I got you.
But I'm not out on him, because honestly, look, at a time when you need offense, he's been playing very well. He's just not in the same young mold as the rest of them. He's not super old, but like all the rest of those guys are like no older than I think 24.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't fit in that mold.
On the Twitch, Kevin, Lasso 214972. That's two different area codes.
Oh, I like it.
The Plano Paperboys are my favorite show, Graham. But like Bruce Dickinson needing more cowbell, I need more Mansfield Medford, baby. Gotta have more Medford. I got a fever, and the only prescription is more Medford, baby. So, Alec, we will turn the next 2 minutes over to you.
Same thing for the ladies.
Oh,
that's an absolute truth.
I still think we should do the get-to-know Alec Medford dating game.
Okay.
Oh, geez.
And by the way, if you want to email Alec, it's Alexander with an X. If you want to email.
Oh, yeah, on X. That's right. No, you can DM him, though.
Yes, I meant on our email.
All right.
All right.
Just one X or maybe two?
Oh, my God. That will depend. All right. So, Alec.
Great. Time of the day.
Is there anything you want to tell the people, but also are you more excited about Evan Carter or Kamar Rocker being back with the team?
I'll tell the people that I love them. And I enjoy doing this, but I enjoy talking about the sports. That was an oddly, like, descriptive message too. I enjoy the thought put into that. Yeah. Thank you. I really appreciate that. But
that's why we read it.
It's tough. Because it's like the
I'm going to cut you off for Coco Gauff if this takes much longer.
The starting rotation is already good enough, right? So yeah. It's like the rich get richer, and I'm always happy for that whenever my team is the beneficiary there. But I do think Evan Carter provides something that the team needs right now.
All right, I'm with you on that. I did want to shout out Coco Gauff. We take you to the French Open. She defeated fellow American player Madison Keys in the quarterfinals to advance to the semifinals. The victory was Gauff's 25th at the French Open. At the age of 21, she is the youngest player to have 25 wins at Roland Garros since Martina Hingis did it back in 2000.
Really?
Okay. Right now, let's take you to the D&M Leasing Hotline, and we will talk with FC Dallas Radio host Ryan Figgert. Good afternoon, sir.
How's it going, guys? Happy to be here. Thanks,
man, we're doing well. We got some homework, and I believe we have fulfilled those qualifications. But I wanted to ask you, how do you keep things exciting, whether as a broadcaster or just watching as a fan? I was at the FC Dallas match on Saturday. Unfortunately, double yellow cards had FC Dallas playing a man down most of the time. How do you keep it exciting when the final score is 0-0?
Yeah, I mean, this weekend was a tough one for sure. I think there's a lot to be proud of from a defensive standpoint for the team. And, you know, even just holding Philadelphia, who were playing to, you know, very few shots on target. So it's a low event game. So you got to sort of tell the story, I think. And there's interesting stories up and down the roster. I mean, we've brought in basically an entirely new team this year, a new coach. And so talking through kind of the stories of those guys is always a big one. And then, you know, who's performing on the day, who's really standing up and making a name for themselves, even in a defensive battle like that. So, I mean, I think I look to the individuals and the stories of the guys and, you know, being around the team, it's great to get to know them and sort of relay that to the listeners.
Do you often find yourself calling out a goalie for calling out all the opposing players in front of him for letting the ball get by?
That is a classic sort of soccer stereotype, isn't it?
Martin Paz will admit he does that.
He does it for sure. I was filling in my men's league in goal, and I was so tempted to do it when we conceded the goal. I mean, it's like, come on, guys. It was clearly not my fault. So, you know, I think I really sympathize with the goalkeepers on that one.
What kind of prep work goes into what you do? Because people ask us that question all the time, and this is a unique situation for us because we haven't had somebody who hosts or broadcasts or anything with FC Dallas yet before you. What's the prep that goes into that?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a sort of evolving process of figuring out what all information I want to have available to me. But I usually have a sort of a sheet or like a commentary chart where I list out the players and the formation that kind of we expect both teams to play, have talking points ready for all of them, you know, stats from the season, tell the story of each team. And I think probably similarly to any other broadcaster that's doing, you know, basketball, baseball, just being aware of the narratives around the team and then sort of individual bullet points around the players. And it helps for me to be around the team and be here. And I got to go with the team to Portugal during the preseason and get to know a lot of the guys. So there's personal relationships there as well that I can sort of lean on and telling those stories. So definitely a lot of prep work during the week. And you know, when I was coming up and starting broadcasting back in college, I talked to different guys and they'd be like, hey, you only use 10% of your prep. And, you know, when I'm looking at D3 roster sheets and there's no information on them, like, how is that even possible? But when you get to the level that we're at, you know, Major League Soccer, there's so much information out there about these guys. So I think it's definitely proven true that, you know, you prep way more than you need, but you never know what you're going to need on the day. So
now, as I'm somebody who's about to leave the continent of North America for the first time in my life, do you have any overseas travel tips?
Where are you going?
Germany.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, there's great soccer in Germany for sure. I've never been. I've only gone to Spain, actually, and I got to watch Barcelona and Real Madrid. That was a bucket list game for sure. But you'll be there during a sort of a lull during the soccer season. But definitely if you can find an international game, the international teams are playing, definitely get to one. I think the fan atmosphere is unique, and it'll be really memorable for you. And even just touring some of the iconic stadiums that are there. I mean, Bayern Munich is obviously the big team in Germany, and they're just one of a few just iconic venues. So if you can stop by and check out one of those stadiums, you'll have me jealous for sure.
And some adapters, right? I need to get to some.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
The key there is the adapters. Hey, so we've had the benefit of, I covered soccer in college. We covered soccer for the newspaper that we were working for a while. And we've had that opportunity to kind of learn the game over that time. For anybody that's like, I'm not really into soccer, what is the thing that you say, hey, here's what you watch, here's what you should be looking for that I think can be, this is what makes the game exciting?
Yeah, I think it's a game where there's so much that you can watch, right? Whether it's the actual 11v11, the guys on the field, whether it's sort of the culture surrounding it, the fan culture, you can kind of get enthralled by that. I like to watch it from a sort of like a chess match perspective of the strategic decisions that the coaches make, that the players make, you know, how the formations go against each other. It's an interesting one because when you're talking about radio broadcasting, the soccer field is obviously so expansive and there's so few points that you can call out in terms of the geography of where the ball is. And I think that is sort of an interesting thing about it is 11 guys and they could be at any place at any given time and how that sort of the alignment and the formation and the strategy kind of plays out. Obviously, goals are great and goals are why we watch the game. And there's special players, you know, at FC Dallas and across the league that are scoring great goals every week. But I think for somebody who likes strategy and likes sort of that element of a sport, I think soccer can really appeal to you.
Yeah, Kevin, how many chances that you're like, oh man, that was almost, and that was just as exciting, if not more, than the goal that actually went in.
Okay, then something that I think we can agree on. All right, Ryan, and if you don't agree with me on this, yep, I'm going to be really sad.
Shoot it straight with me.
Is just because you're open for an opportunity at the goal doesn't mean you have to kick the ball at a 100-degree angle or at 17,000 miles per hour, because it is amazing how many shots that look like they have the potential to be on target or maybe even in the net fly like 10 to 15 yards over the goal.
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, you gotta consider the pass to that they're receiving. Is it bouncing? It's just easy to get underneath it. But I think there's without a doubt that sometimes players overcomplicate it and want to end up on the highlight reel when it may have been an easier chance than they made it look.
Do you have your three favorite?
I mean, we gotta get on the top 10, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now I know you were curious about our top three broadcasters. I was curious your top three broadcasters as well. I picked Norm Hitzkus, Bill Mercer, and Mark Holtz. So, like, that's very emblematic of, like,
me
growing up and everything like that.
Yeah, I went with Madden, Vin Scully, and Kevin Harlan. Those were the three
Kevin
that I really
Harlan
loved.
Is great.
Yeah.
What's it for
big,
you?
Big national guys, for sure. I think I tried to tell a little bit of my story and my interests as well. I think I got to have one local growing up in Dallas, being a local guy, following the Mavs, following FC Dallas. It's got to be Mark Folliwell, who I'm
he's awesome.
Lucky to call a good friend now. I mean, he's just a legend, and he's so emblematic of the Dallas area. He brings so much energy and incredible memory and knowledge to it. So I would go with Mark. And an iconic voice in soccer, particularly for the American audience, is Ian Dark, calling all the World Cup games for the national team over the years. So many moments that I hope I get to meet him one day and just shake his hand, because I'm a huge fan of Ian Dark. And then for me, you know, branching outside of soccer, I got to go with Mike Breen. I think he's one of the best guys working right now. I love the bang bang. I love the iconic calls. And I don't think anybody can carry a boring game like him. I mean, sometimes when it's like a 30-point game, he's done so much homework and he can just carry a boring call, but he can also live up to the big moment. So that was what I went for the big three right there.
Have you ever had a moment in your life where you've gotten to say the double bang?
But you know, I've considered it, but I think he's got the sort of the market cornered on that one. So I'm open to suggestions on what my version of the bang bang is going to be. If you guys come up with anything, welcome to let me know.
We'll have to text you that off air.
Okay, yeah.
All right. That might not be family friendly. Thank you very much, Ryan, for giving us all the information on the broadcast and giving us all the information right now. Really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man. Anytime. I'll be your soccer guy. Give me a call anytime you guys got questions or complaints.
That's what I'm talking about. Love it. There you go. Ryan Figgert from FC Dallas right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're the KNC Masterpiece. Coming up next, let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Next right here on The Fan. Ladies and gentlemen, we have groundbreaking baseball news for you. The Colorado Rockies have just won their third game in a row for the first time all season.
Wow.
Yesterday, they won their second game in a row for just the second time all season to clinch their first series win.
Hello, Miami.
All year. This is their 20th series. This is their first series win. And now they have completed the sweep of the Miami Marlins to improve to 12-50.
It's incredible.
Woo!
Let's go.
Let's talk bad history. About
them. Yeah.
They're on a heater, boys.
Yeah, that was like 21 consecutive series dating back to last year that they had lost. That's an MLB record.
And I just want to point out, if they won their last 100 games straight, it's not a guarantee they would finish with the best record in baseball. That is how bad they have been. If they finish the season on a 103-game winning streak,
it's possible.
They might still not have.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Yeah, there's a chance. Right now, those fine voices you hear are the fellas from the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by D&M Leasing. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Pretty jammed up, Higgy.
Tell me why.
Couldn't believe it. I jump in the car, tune into KNC Masterpiece. You guys are discussing the very annoying incidents where somebody is double parked in the one parking spot that you need. And Higgy, you made a great point that usually by the time you get there, somebody else would have taken that second spot.
But you always think you would have gotten it, right?
Yeah.
I do too. I'm like, that could have been my spot.
How do I pull into the Quick Trip or Racetrack or whatever's there at 80 and Collins in Sunnyvale? And boom, the first thing I see, not 2 minutes from listening to your segment, is that exact same thing. And I just I flew off the handle a little bit. I want to apologize to the manager there. won't happen again. And I hope they get that guy out of the bathroom.
And it's like, if your car is so big that it requires that, but I saw that picture you sent.
Yeah.
That car is not new enough or big enough or to warrant two parking
spots. You presume he was in the bathroom, or you kind of saw this happen?
I assume he was, because the only justification for parking lot like that would be
emergency.
Like nuclear mud butt.
Right, right.
You know what, Dawson? It happened to me the other day at the after the ball game. You know, out there when we were out there at the
the baseball park. Remember, I had to use the family restroom.
You didn't wipe properly?
Yeah. I had to stop again.
Oh, no. Oh,
I had to stop again. I double parked. I took it into the handicap area.
Oh, okay. No.
Wait, you had to go back into the ballpark?
No.
Where'd you go?
I went from ballpark, one of the best restrooms you could ever imagine, to side of the road, 360, like... we were dealing stuff, I think,
like
outside.
A random shelf.
Wow, you went gas station poo?
It was like a sit-go.
And I, you know what? It was so nasty in there, I didn't even care. I just said, I have to go to the men's room.
Cheek to seat?
Man,
oh. I had no choice. It was like,
you could cover.
You could put that toilet paper buffer.
You think he's taking the time to do that? What
you think you have the time to do that? Like, lay out like you're doing, you know, like you're
making... No, I get it.
A little toilet picnic.
But maybe like just like a little hover situation.
If you have time
like
to do that, you should not have parked.
Like he's shelling the prosciutto, you know, like, oh, look, let's put it down and kind of, oh, make it look nice. No,
you should have been, I was going to say, dude, that Sheraton hotel there on the grounds of.
I went right by it. Oh, I drove right by it.
And then it hit.
I went, and all of a sudden I was in a situation where I'm thinking, it's like, okay, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be fine. Now I'm not going to be fine. But I'd also passed a bunch of hotels on the right there, and then it turned into like less than desirable gas station.
Yeah, have to do this
and
outside.
I'm sorry, I did. I parked that thing right in the handicap area and went in.
I think we should have we should evolve the Carknarks.
Ooh,
Parknarks. Parknarks. You wait for the schmo to get back to his car that decided to leave half of his vehicle other, you know, and just rip him up because the trickle
effect. Give him a ticket. Just be like, here you go. Here's your fine.
Yeah, citizen's arrest.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You're under arrest for poor parking,
sir. Let's do Parknarks, bro. Because the trickle effect, if you could say like, I wouldn't have gotten that one, right? Because somebody else would have already gotten it.
Yeah.
But that person had to go get a new parking spot. That one could have been yours. Yeah.
Have you ever seen someone try to do a citizen's arrest? And depending on the situation, do you think you would back them up? Like, if you saw somebody do something really bad and that guy's like, citizen's arrest, would you back him up and be like, I saw it for sure?
I'm sure there are definite situations where, yes, I would feel like, let's go vigilante style. Yeah. But it's less like arresting and more just like trying to just, stall, I guess, like, stall them.
Are people actually doing this? Like, have you actually seen
I've never seen that.
Not that I'm aware of.
I've seen videos of it, though. Yeah. I saw a dude chase down a dude who was snatching grandma purses.
See, that's
recently.
A good Samaritan. Yeah. You know, and I'm all for that. I would support that. But I've actually never seen somebody... Citizen's arrest.
You know what I want to do? I want to be on the highway of a high speed chase and like do the thing where my bumper, like I do a little NASCAR maneuver and hit their back bumper and spin them out. That's what I want to be.
Gotcha, bitch.
Be the hero.
And he's going about 120. Oh, wait, looks like a Nissan Rogue is. Oh, he's clipped him. Good job by the Rogue.
Wow, what lady was that? Oh, it's a dude who's driving the Rogue. Holy hell.
I get out like waving.
They're wearing a woman.
Jumping up and down. You know,
and at the at TMS, at the F1 race in Arlington, they'll get you great tickets because they'll be like, he used
our
strategy.
I would love to see that, like I get up and just bump somebody to spin them off and so the cops can grab them.
I love that.
You guys are crazy. Not in Texas. Too many firearms. You know, I say that we take this Parknarks bit to maybe Oregon, maybe Maine, you know.
See,
I'm down with that.
Like soft states? What are you talking about?
Carknark dude had a gun pulled on him in DFW.
Oh, man, dude.
See, I call it street justice. And what I like to do is
the Hall of Justice.
People who speed through school zones, I take my time, wait patiently. And once we're through the school zone, I make sure to speed up and get in front of that person so I can block them from wherever they're trying to go and whatever they're trying to do. And I know I do. Every time I do it, I go, street justice. But, Broadus, you're right. When that ends in a news report with me getting shot, you can be like, hey, I told him not to do that.
No, man. I mean, like I say, we're going to take the guy out where he's spinning, like, you know, he's spinning off the road and stuff like that. And the cops are going to get there quickly, and he's going to fall out of the car, and we're going to be fine.
I almost judged you right there, Hagee, but then I remembered I got me some street justice last night.
Just last night.
It's always a good time.
We're going through one of those turnaround things. What are they called? Not the four-way
roundabouts.
Stop, the roundabouts.
I hate roundabouts.
Oh, they're annoying.
So I'm flowing, right? I'm good. The person behind me is in such a hurry. They're like laying on the horn because I'm not going fast enough for them. So we come out of that going down Collins towards my neighborhood. And I did. I got in front of them. I slowed way down. And then there's a left-hand turn lane as you go there into Stony Creek. And I waited until the last possible second, 15 miles an hour, to move into the left lane. It was so rewarding.
Oh, I need to turn.
They must have been so mad.
Yeah. All right, next time you do that, just say street justice. You'll be shocked how much better you feel.
I love it.
About everything.
I'm in on this.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Well, 4 hours. Yes. Rangers pregame coming up at 6. Nick Harris starts. Telegram at 4, Course Krusty's Corner 340.
I like it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 through the Fan.
Say street justice, Kevin.
Street justice.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at Spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.